Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
3 days after the Boston Marathon Day bombing in the Back Bay, much of the area there remains transformed. The historic area is one of the city's premier tourist spots and a favorite place for shopping. But parts are still largely off-limits, as forensic experts continue to collect evidence. And as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, it's affecting businesses large and small.
A subway string concerto welcomes riders to the Park Street T-stop. In ordinary times, this ride to the Back Bay wouldn't be noteworthy. But these aren't ordinary times. And even the young National Guardsmen who are scanning people on the platform seem to be enjoying the music. T officials don't have the numbers yet, but say subway ridership in downtown Boston is definitely down since the bombings.
Next stop, Arlington.
Immediately after the blasts, law enforcement officials set up a 15-block restricted area around the finish line. Within a day, it was reduced to 12 blocks.
Attention to all passengers entering Minor Copley Station.
But you still can't stop at Copley Square. So as far as the business scene on Boylston Street goes, there isn't any. Phone calls to Back Bay companies along the marathon route went unanswered. No one answered at New England Dental or the Consulate General of Portugal, but...
Welcome to Lord & Taylor.
Lord & Taylor is directly across the street from where the second bomb exploded.
Due to events that happened at the Boston Marathon, our store will remain closed today. We apologize for any inconvenience.
Surprisingly, Scott Grigelovich answered his phone. He's director of sales and marketing at the Lenox Hotel on Boylston, a favorite among elite marathoners.
This was obviously an extremely busy week for us, where we basically just had to shut down.
The Lenox is located between the sites of the two explosions. During marathon week, rooms at the luxury hotel start at $6.50 a night, but right now, it's empty. Grigelovich hasn't calculated the lost business, but hopes insurance will cover it.
Our office has been very, very busy fielding calls, cancellations, relocations, and moving our business to other hotels in the neighborhood.
Huntington Avenue, one block south of the Lenox Hotel, is open to foot traffic, and there are lots of rooms available at the Copley Square Hotel. But since the explosions, you can't enter the hotel without showing a room key or having your luggage inspected. And nearby, at one of the city's favorite tourist attractions, things are very quiet.
Here at the Boston Duck Tours, there are fewer quack quacks from tourists. In fact, there are no tourists here.
Instead, in the parking spaces on Huntington Ave, where duck boats usually dock to pick up tourists, there's now a long row of state police cars. Over at the Christian Science Plaza, the Banh Mi Vietnamese food truck is back in its usual spot. The day after the explosions, they moved their business to another location. Yesterday's lunchtime was slow but steady. Elaine Sue works the counter.
It is kind of better than we expected. I think maybe we didn't expect so many people to be out and about today, but it's a beautiful day and people need to eat and people are in good spirits, and so it's been a good day for us.
Newbury Street is the place for upscale shopping in Boston, but store rents are high and parking is always a problem. Not that either is an issue for Bob. He depends upon foot traffic for his business. He's a panhandler.
The last couple of days were made like $10. That was it. Right now it's kind of tough.
On a good day, Bob, just Bob, takes in about $30. He's a Vietnam vet, and when he heard the explosions on Boylston Street, just one block over, he knew right away what they were. And he's seen the lingering effects on Newbury Street businesses.
Terrible. Yesterday, you could have had a football game back here. Nobody got hurt. There were no cars or anything else, because a lot of the places were closed. So he opened up. A couple of places over here were closed. Duncan was open. That was it.
Bob folds his hand-printed cardboard sign and says he hopes the restricted zone in the Back Bay will soon be lifted. And in that, he speaks for all the businesses in the neighborhood. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.